Today's daf is Erevin daf Kuf Aleph. We left off on the top of Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah on the top is going to discuss unusual makeshift kinds of doors, which can be also to use on Shabbos, because according to most Rishonim, at least, it looks similar to Bona on Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to discuss two basic opinions about what kind of makeshift doors can be used. Since one of the doors that we're going to speak about is made out of thorns, the Gemara is going to explain why the Pasuk in Micha compares Tzadikim to thorns. That's going to be our little bit of Agadata for five lines before the next Mishnah. And then the next Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to have Reb Meir Shita, that a person standing in one Rishus is not allowed to lift a key from another Rishus. This was quoted several times in the last week, that he's not allowed to lift a key from another Rishus to open a door in that Rishus. And the Gemara has two explanations for the proof the Rabbanan bring against Rebbe Meir. On Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes a brisa about opening doors of gardens and stores, and tells us three halachas that could be derived from that brisa. And then the Mishnah at the bottom of Amud Beis discusses using a door bolt that has a handle. So that is the basic outline of the daf. Let's see the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Adela Sheba Muktzah. If one has a doorway that is in the Muktzah was their backyard. They didn't use their backyards all that much. The front area in front of the house was called the Chatzer. That's where they did everything they needed to do. That's where they would that was normal living. What happened in the Chatzer, the Muktzah was a place that they would have storage in the back of their homes. So let's say you have a door in that area. Who cares if the door is in that area? We're talking about a melacha of bona, about putting something in place. Why does it matter that the door is in that area? So Rashi says it doesn't really matter where the door is, but it was the kind of door that they would use in that area. Rashi points out, Rechava Shachorei Abatim, the Muktzah is the Rechava Shachorei Abatim, it's the area behind the houses. U'mishum hachi nakata, mishum she'in mishtamshin batadir. The reason we use that as an example is because it happens to be a place that they don't use all the time. Ve'in balabayis choshish la'lasos la'delas tliya kara'ui. And it's not, very often the balabayis is not going to be careful to put a proper door there. U'kavua, elizakufa k'negad ha'pesach. Rather, they'll just put something in the way of the opening. U'kshu poseach, matilu la'aretz. And when they want to open it up, they'll take whatever board is blocking off the entranceway, and they'll just put it on the ground. Sometimes it will be attached somewhat to the doorway, but it's still dragging on the ground a little bit. But you don't have a proper door on hinges, which is really attached on the muktzah, because the muktzah was something that they didn't use all that often. But it's not really about the muktzah, it's more about the structure of the door that we're interested in. So if you have the delas sheba muktzah, the chadokim sheba pirtza, or a door made out of thorns, again, a makeshift kind of door in a pirtza that blocks off a hole in the wall. Umachtzalos, or reed mats that are being used to block off a hole, to block off an entranceway. One is not allowed to close off a door with these things on Shabbos unless they are gavoa min ha'aretz, unless they are raised up off of the ground. Now, what is the issue? What's the problem? What's the reason for this iser of being noel with these items? So Rashi says, "Ein nolin ba b'Shabbos mishum da'avid binyan o afilu kshi tuluya v'negreres ein ze kavua ukshu magvia l'mashkov kiven de'ina kavua sham mechzi kavua." He says either it's binyan or it's mechzi kabona. So in some way, this relates to the malacha of bona. He says even if it's hanging by a rope on the doorway and it's not kavoa min haaretz, it's going to be aser. That's not binyan. That's at least mechzi kabona. It's domel binyan, and it's aser for that reason. Rabbeinu Chananel, however, disagrees. He says the reason that it's aser is that since the doorways are not kavuos properly, they're not properly set in the entranceway, they dig into the ground when you close them. When you try to close the door, it burrows into the ground, and therefore you're being chofer, and that's the malacha of Yerchayv Mishum Bona, by digging into the ground. So Rashi just points out, against Rabbeinu Chananel, very difficult to understand the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, because the Gemara is going to ask from a brisa that allows closing a door of made out of mats said, "Kankanak shurim v'tuluyim." If they're tied on and they're hanging, even though they're not kavah min ha'aretz, even though they're dragging on the ground, so the Gemara is going to ask that. That seems to be against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to use such a. You're not allowed to use the doorways that are not high off the ground. Yeah, that are dragging on the ground. So the Gemara is going to answer. No, the difference is k'sheishlem tzir, that if there's a hinge on the door, that makes it all okay. So Rashi says, I understand, according to me, that the issue is an issue of bona, so it's not mechzika bona. It doesn't look like you're taking some piece of building material and sticking it in the pirtza and sticking it in the entranceway if it has a tzir. If it has a tzir, it's obviously meant to be used as a door, and a door is not a violation of bona because that's derech tashmisha b'kach. It's always supposed to be used that way, right? But according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that the issue is that it's digging into the ground every time you open and close it. So what does it help that it has a tzir if at the end of the day it's still nigra al karka, which is going to be the case in the Gemara? So it doesn't help that it has a tzir. So that's Rashi's problem with the sheet of Rabbeinu Chananel. There are other opinions as well. The Rambam in the 26th parak of Hilchos Shabbos quotes this din. Why is that significant that it's in the 26th parak of Hilchos Shabbos? Because that's where the Rambam deals with issues relating to muktzah. It's not where he deals with issues relating to bona. So it sounds from the Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan points out, it sounds from the Rambam that the Rambam understood that the whole issue is one of muktzah, that this item wasn't designated to be used on Shabbos, and that's why having a tzir helps. Having a tzir means that it is designated to be used as a door, which can always be used on Shabbos. That's how, again, the Rambam is not explicit that it's not an Isser of Bona. He doesn't say exactly what the Isser is that he's talking about. Beis Yosef understands that the Rambam is like all the other Rishonim, that it's an issue of Bona, but at least there's reason to be Medayik. The Aruch HaShulchan points out there's reason to be Medayik in the Rambam, that maybe the Rambam's concern is not a concern of Bona. There is an interesting discussion of Zilberstein had a shayla b'yemei milchemes hamifratz over Scud, a Scud missile in the first Gulf War, when all those dozens and dozens of Scud missiles came from Iraq into Israel, and Baruch Hashem we were zochet to see miracles in our lifetime of how people were not somehow they all missed they did minimal even the physical damage that they did, even the property damage was minimal, but there was some property damage and lives, Baruch Hashem, were spared. But there was a guy who had a store, and the vibrations, or I don't know if it was hit or just the vibrations of a nearby hit, caused the window of the store to shatter, and it was Shabbos. So Hadavar Yira Bilal Shabbos, Abaylum Chashuv Miginevos, and the owner of the store was worried. Now the window's wide open, that people can come in and take everything out of the store. So he wanted to close off the window on Shabbos by putting a piece of plywood there and putting some heavy furniture behind it, so that at least it would be more difficult to push your way through, that people won't be able to come in and steal everything. So he wanted to know, can he ask a guy, if he can find a guy to do it, can he ask a guy to do that for him on Shabbos, to block off the entranceway with a piece of plywood? So Rav Zilberstein pointed out, it's Erev in Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, Hadala Shabamuksa V'adakam Shabapirtsu Machzalos Einolin Behem, that even if it's just a makeshift door, you're not allowed to, well, only if it's a makeshift door, if it were a real door, you'd be allowed to, but because it's a makeshift door, you're not allowed to stick it in the entranceway. So the Ritva writes, the Nira Kibona, meaning that the Isser is Nira Kibona, sounds like it's not really Bona, which means it's only Nisid Rabbanan. So when you're dealing with Nisid Rabbanan, B'makom Hefsid, you're allowed to do Amir La'akum on a Shvust, that's what's called Shvust to Shvust, B'makom Hefsid Meruba, to ask a guy to do an Isid Rabbanan when there's going to be significant Hefsid, that's going to be Mutter. However, Rashi says that it's Ovid Binyan, that it could be real Bona. Sounds like it might be an Isser Torah, might be a real Isser Doraisa of Bona. When did Rashi say it's Mechzika Bona? When it's hanging, when it's somehow connected, but to take a separate piece of plywood and put it in the opening, that's not just Nirika Bona, that's Bona Mamish, says Rashi. So now we're dealing with an Isser Torah. So is there any heter according to Rashi? So says Rav Zilberstein, V'nira Shagam L'das Rashi Rashi Mutter. Ki Rashi Yamar Savarv Kishasosim Pirzo Shabarachava Shabaze Imsosimusa Karaoi Havebona. That's when you're closing off a regular Pirzo. Avul Bashaila Seinu Chalom, meaning you're closing off a regular entranceway. But our Shaila is that where it's not meant to be to be opened, it's it's in a situation right now that Shazuchuchus is Potsa, that the glass has shattered, the Chayavim Listam is a Pirsa Kateshla Yignavu, and you need to just close it off temporarily, that this people not steal, Vastima hi Arais, but it's clearly only a temporary closing of this window. You clearly have no intention whatsoever to leave the plywood there forever, because then no one's going to see what you have in the store. This is the display window. Everyone sees by looking through the window to see what's in the store. So clearly, right after Shabbos is over, you're going to take out the piece of plywood and you can get someone to work on it to replace the window. So he said, this even according to Rashi, would only be a Drabanan. So again, it's a Shvus to Shvus, Malcolm Efsim Ruba. He thought that would be Mutter, Bein Lashitas Haritva, Bein Lashitas Rashi. The Rabbeinu Yohonasan and the Meiri both are goris in the Mishnah that you're allowed to be Noel the Delah Shabamuksa. You're allowed to close off this door, the Delah Shabamuksa. It says Ain Noel in Behen unless they're Gavoa Mina Aretz. They both have the girsa. How high do they have to be off the ground? Gavoa Mina Aretz Shlosha Tvachim, that they need to be three Tvachim off the ground, and that's the girsa in many versions of the tour. Beis Yosef says that girsa must be incorrect, because Mefurish in the Brisa that the Gemara is going to quote, that even if it's Kamalonima, even if it's just a hair off the ground, just slightly off the ground, that would be good enough to make it mutter, and therefore three tefachim plays no role over here. Why would three tefachim matter? Three tefachim is an issue of lavud, but lavud is about mechitzos. Lavud is a din in dine mechitzos. What does this have to do with dine mechitzos? This is about whether you're being koveya something in the binyan or not. Even if it's not a mechitza that you're being koveya in the binyan, that would still be a violation of bona. It has nothing to do with whether it's a proper mechitza legabe making an eruv or a mavur, something like that. So that's why the Beis Yosef doesn't like the gear, so doesn't think three tvachim is really going to matter over here. Says the Gemara, Uraminu, we'll ask a stira, we have a brisa against our Mishnah. If you have a door that drags on the ground, whether it's a regular door, whether it's made out of a mat, or whether it's a kankan a nigra, what's a kankan? Rashi explains, it's the kli that you would hold behind the plow, that would push the plow. And apparently, it's shaped properly that you'll be able to stick it in an entranceway to block off the entrance. So but the bottom line is it's not a normal door like everything else, like all the other examples. It's not a regular door. So bizman kshekshurin v'tluyin, if it's tied, connected to the door frame, and it's hanging from it, meaning it's not dragging on the ground, noel in behen b'Shabbos, then you can lock with it on Shabbos, you can close the door with it on Shabbos, vein sorach lomar b'yom tov, and certainly you can do so on Yom Tov. So the Brisa says that you can use doors that are kshurin v'tluyin. So apparently, even if it does drag on the ground, meaning as long as it's connected, so says the Gemara, two possible answers. Abaye, right, Rashi says, b'zman shekshurin v'tluyin, alma atluyin hu dekapid, aval agvo min ha'aretz lo chayish, that it doesn't actually have to be raised off of the ground. It just has to be taluy from the doorway, but it doesn't actually have to be raised off the ground. And that's our shayla, because our Mishnah, that's our kasha, because our Mishnah says it has to be gavoa min ha'aretz. So Abaye says, no, we're talking in the Brisa about a case where there is a hinge on it, so it's clear that it's meant to be used as a delis, as a door, and therefore it's not mechsi kibona, even though it's not raised off of the ground, it still is not going to look like bona. Rava Amar Bisha Hayalahen Tzir, that it doesn't actually need Tzir to be there right now, it just needs that there once was a Tzir, and that's good enough to take away the problem of Mechzi Kibona. Rashi and the Rambam explain that the Tzir, where is this Tzir? What has a Tzir? So Rashi and the Rambam both say that it's on the door itself. So it's nikkur from the Tzir that it's a Delis Gemura, that it's a real full-fledged door. That's what the tzir accomplishes. So Rashi says, "Demucha milsa de delis gemurihi varik shuruv tuliyav lo mechzi kibona," and therefore it's not going to look like bona. So the implication is the tzir is directly on the doorway, on the door, not the doorway, on the door itself. The Rashba and the Ritva, however, say that the tzir is not on the door, it's on the doorway, it's on the Pesach. And it's nicker that that Pesach is meant to have something fill it in, and therefore it's ein kavanasa lebinyan. Your intention is just to close up the Pesach as it's omed lekach, it's supposed to be closed up. And the Ritva's raya is that look at the kinds of doors we're talking about, machzelas, kankan, how could they have a tzir on them? There's no room to put they're not sturdy enough even to put a tzir on the on a reed mat. So it's got to be talking about that the tzir is on the Pesach, not on the mat itself, not on the makeshift door itself. Says the Gemara further, Meisvei Delas Hanegreres. Delas hanegreres and machzelas hanegreres. If you have a door that drags or a mat that drags, v'kankan negro b'zman shekshurim v'tuliyin ugvol min ha'aretz afilu melonima nolim behen v'imlavei nolim behen. If it's lifted off, if it's tied on and hanging from the door and lifted off the ground, afilu melonima, even just a little bit, so you're allowed to use it. Otherwise, you're not allowed to use it. So Abaye mitaris tameh, v'rava mitaris tameh. This price doesn't seem to really add anything that we didn't have before. Abaye and Rava both say the same way they said before. Abaye mitaris tameh, o sheish lan tzir, o she gavon min ha'aretz, that you need one or the other, either that it has a tzir or that it's gavon min ha'aretz. And Rava mitaris tameh, kishahayu lahen tzir, o she gavon min ha'aretz, either that it had a tzir, even if it doesn't have one right now, or that it be gavoa min ha'aretz, one or the other is good enough. Good. Tan Rabbanan. Sochei kotzim v'chavilin she'eskinin l'pirtza she'b'chatzer b'zman she'kshurim v'tliyin nolim b'mishabes v'ein tzarech lomar b'yom tov. So again, these makeshift doors that are used to close off a pirtza in the chatzer, in an opening in the wall of the chatzer, so when they are tied on and they're hanging, you're allowed to use them on Shabbos and certainly on Yontif. Tani Reb Chiya, delas almana hanegreres, ein nolin ba. If you have a delas almana that's dragging, you're not allowed to lock with it. So you're not allowed to close off the doorway with it. So hechi dami delas almana. What does it mean, a delas almana? How is a door an almana? Almana obviously implies that it's missing something. The almana is missing her husband. So what does it mean that the delas is missing something? So ikadarmi dechad shifa, vikadarmi delesle gashma. That some say that it means that it's only made out of one board. Normally a door is made with a piece of plywood in the front, a piece of plywood in the back that are held together a couple of inches apart from each other to give it a little bit of thickness. This is just one piece of plywood. It's not a real full door. And some say that Leslie Gashman doesn't have the top beam that holds it in place. So it's missing some key element to it. That's the delas almana that we're talking about. Tosos asks the Kasha, sounds like Dafka Delas Almana, because it's a worse kind of door, it's usser, but a real door, something that looks like a door, would be mutter. Tosos asks, but wait a second, any delas, we just got through saying, any delas that's nigrar, that drags on the ground, you're not allowed to do it unless it's gavah min ha'aretz. So what chiddush are we adding with the delas almana that we didn't have with any regular door? So Tosos answers that Rabbi Chiya is talking about delas almana even if it has a tzir, meaning we said before that you need one or the other. Either it has to be gavah min ha'aretz, or it needs a tzir. Either one is good enough, and the door is then usable. A delas almana, the chiddush is, even if it has a tzir, it's still not good enough, it's still not usable. So the Rashba doesn't like that answer. The Rashba wonders, why wouldn't a tzir work for a delas almana? Who cares that it doesn't have all of the trappings of a normal door? Even a kankan, a machzelas, and a grarim are not a delas at all, and nevertheless, a tzir does help them, so why would a tzir help those more than it would help a delas almana? So the Ritva explains that the Kamka and the Machzelis are Kelim Shleimim. They are real, full-fledged Kelim, and they're Roi for their Malacha. So if you have a Tzir, it's not considered Binyan, it's considered like opening and closing a door. But a Delis Almana, it's not even finished, it's clearly meant to be used as a door, but it's you're not finished making it as a door. So putting it in the doorway is like just sticking a beam in the door. It's completely not the Derech to do that, and it looks like the closing is binyan, is real construction, rather than making a proper door. That he thinks there's a difference between a kli, that at least the construction of the kli is finished, versus a case where it's not a kli yet, where you haven't even completed its construction yet. Okay, period. Now the Gemara is going to get into a little bit about Asiyas Ohel. Now the sugis of Asiyas Ohel, someone was just asking me the other day, when you're playing with your kids, can you make these tents over, you know, using couch pillows and things like that? Is that a violation of Asiyas Ohel on Shabbos? So a little bit of background to Asiyas Ohel. In the Masiftov area has a very nice paragraph of background to the issue of making an Ohel. Mida Oraisa, you're not allowed to make an Ohel Keva on Shabbos. You're not allowed to build a house on Shabbos, right? You're not allowed to make a structure that is kavua to be an ohel. That iser is even if you're being mosif a davar muat ala binyan, even if you add something small to an existing binyan. And someone who does that is chayiv mishum told to the bona. It's a violation of bona, and that's a din d'oraisa. The chachamim asur even an ohel arai, even if you don't plan on leaving it there forever, it's just a temporary type of ohel, that's a din d'rabanan. But there are two types of ohel arai. One type of ohel arai that chachamim asur is an ohel whose roof is meant to protect the area underneath it. For instance, let's say I unfold a folding table. So that's not an OL whose roof is meant. It's an OL because it's a tefach wide, and it makes an OL underneath it. There's an empty space underneath it that's tefach high, but it's not meant to protect the area underneath it. The purpose of the folding table is to use the area on top of it. So one type of OL is where it's used to protect the area underneath it. An umbrella, something to protect you from the sun or from the rain. So such an OL you're not allowed to make even when all you do is you make the top ohel, even if there are no side walls or the side walls were there beforehand and all you're doing is extending the roof over it. Let's say you have a rain cover for a stroller. So you put the rain cover on, that's clearly meant, it's a roof that you're making to protect what's underneath. You're trying to protect the child that's in the stroller from the rain. So there are heterim of how to do it, but conceptually, to put that on the stroller, l'chora, would be making an ohel that's protecting the area underneath it, even though you may not be making sidewalls, you may just be covering it from the top. That's a violation of mitarabanan, even though there are no mechitzos at all, or the mechitzos are there before Shabbos, as long as it's a pesach tefach, that would be a violation of making an ohel. That's one type of asiyas ohel. The other type of asiyas ohel is where you're not trying to protect the area underneath it, but you're making the mechitzos as well. A person sets up foods or kelim on top of two other kelim, which our Gemara is about to talk about, where you're not trying to make an ohel, but you are, at the end of the day, you have created an ohel complete with mechitzos. That can be usur, but there are a lot of heterim for that second type of ohel. First type of ohel, where you're trying to protect the area underneath, so that we're not going to have too many heterim if you're making the ohel me'ikara. To be mosif al ohel arai, that you're allowed to do. If the ohel already, and that's the baby stroller heter. If the ohel already exists, meaning the it's already a tefach of ohel there, and you're just adding to the ohel, that's okay. Or if it's not really asiyas ohel, let's say the hood of it that's attached to the stroller, it always opens and closes. It's meant to constantly be opened and closed, and it's part of the kli, it's part of the stroller itself. So that is mutter, because it's derech tashmisha b'kach, for the same reason it's not a violation of bona to open and close the door. So if you open up the hood of the stroller first, so now you have a tefach of ohel, and you made it in a mutter way, then you could add the rain cover for the stroller as well, and that's not a violation of anything, because then you're just being most of all Ola Ola Rai. But if it's not made for an Ola, let's say the folding table, so why am I allowed to unfold a folding table? So there are many ways, there are many situations where if you make the entire Ohel, that it's going to be mutter. If the way that we're going to discuss in our Gemara is if you make it milamala lamata, you instead of building the walls and then putting the roof on, you put the roof on and then you put the walls in place. So when you're making the tent with the kids, if instead of first putting the side pillows and then the blanket on top, you hold the blanket up and you have them put the side pillows in place, then and drop the blanket, that would be permissible for sure. When the Oel doesn't have any mechitzos, also if it's not meant to be ma'hil for that which is underneath it, let's say this folding table doesn't have any viable mechitzos, so that would certainly be mutter. The folding table would be mutter anyway, because you're not really making an Oel, it's meant to constantly be opened and closed. So that's why folding chairs, folding tables, they're mutter anyway for several reasons. Okay, and there are many other heterim that we have for making that second kind of oil. But let's see the Gemara now, given that backdrop. Amr of Yudah, Haima Durta, Mimala Lamata Shari, Mimata Lamala Asa. If a person is making a bonfire, they're constructing something that is shaped in a way where it's where there's going to be an airspace of a tefach underneath something. So if you build it Mimala Lamata, it's going to be mutter. You build the top part and then the sides, it's going to be mutter. Mimata Lamala Asa. You build the bottom and then the top, then it's aser. V'chein be'asa, v'chein kidra, v'chein puria, v'chein chavisa. And the same is true if you're setting up eggs on a grill, putting a pot over two barrels, putting a bed on its legs, putting a barrel over two other barrels, whatever it is, you're setting up some sort of tripod situation where you have two side things and one thing on top of it. In any of these cases, as long as you put the thing on top first, that's going to be good enough. That's going to be mutter. If you put the things on the side first, then it's not going to be mutter. Rashi Maseches Menachos is mefarish the pasuk in Chumash when the pasuk describes the construction of the Mishkan. Pasuk says, "Vayakom Moshe es Mishkan ve'itin es adina ve'yasam es krasha ve'itin es bricha ve'yakom es amudav." That the Mishkan, when Moshe put it up, first were the Urios that Moshe held by hand, and then he put up the Krashim and Adonim and the Brichim that held the walls in place, and then he was Morid the Urios, then he let the curtain hang down on top of it. So it sounds like the way Moshe Rabbeinu actually constructed the Mishkan, sounds like from Rashi the way he constructed the Mishkan was Mimala Lamata, that he spread the Oel out first and then put the walls in place. So that's what the Mishnah Sachir in the Tshuva says. I don't understand, why is it Mutter Mimala Lamata? It was Dafka, that was the way it was done in the Mishkan. The way it was done in the Mishkan is we learn all malachos from the way it was done in the Mishkan, so it would seem that that would be a problem. So you have to figure out whether Rashi really meant that. Did Rashi really mean that Moshe Rabbeinu actually held the entire curtain of the Mishkan? That's a massive thing to hold in place without any walls supporting it. So it's unclear if Rashi really meant that that's what he had, that's exactly the way he had done it, or if that would have even been physically possible to do that. That's just a ha'ara. Also, the examples the Gemara gives, interesting example, v'chein be'asa, an egg. How do you set up an egg in a way that's no? So you put two eggs very carefully and you have them in place, and then you put a third egg on top. But still, the definition of an oel is it has to be pesach tefach. It has to be a tefach wide. These are some gigantic eggs that we must be talking about if they're a pesach tefach. These must be the Nedv Yehuda's eggs or something, right? This is these were some very, very large eggs that we must be talking about. So the Chaznish says, yeah, you have to say that these were gigantic eggs. Otherwise, the whole concept of ohel doesn't make sense. But maybe that's a good maramakom for the sugya of shiurim and what's the shiur of a kezayis, the chati beitzah, the different sizes that eggs come and play a big role in terms of determining those halachos. Okay, the Gemara now says as follows: Amleut Stuki. The certain Stuki said to the Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, these are our five lines of Agadah that we have for today. So Stuki said to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, So he says you're a chadka'a because it says that the good ones in the monks of Klal Yisrael are kechedek. That meaning, once we're discussing the doors made out of thorns, so the Gemara thought it would be appropriate to tell a story where a tzeduki challenges the Rabbanim that all the good Jews are like thorns, that they're bad for Klal Yisrael. So we seemingly compare the best of our people in this pasuk to thorns, which does not sound like a very great compliment. So Amr Lei, so he said to him, Shatya, you moron, shvil the sefer dekra. Go look at what it says at the end of the pasuk. Tichsiv, the pasuk says, Yashar mimasucha. The end of the pasuk says that the best amongst us are better than a shelter. So v'alamay tovim kechedek. So then, what does it mean that the good ones are like thorns? Keshem shechadakim alal maginim ala pirtza. Kach tovim shabana maginim aleinu. Just like thorns can protect a pirtza, can protect an entranceway, make sure that people don't that it's not breached. So too, the good people amongst Klal Yisrael protect the rest of Klal Yisrael. Davar acher. That the tzaddikim crushed the rishayim in Gehenim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Kumi vadoshi vasion ki karnechas im barzel farsosayachas im nechusha v'hadikos amim rabim." So it describes how the tzaddikim crushed the rishayim. So a couple of interesting ha'aros over here. First of all, in the Ein Eliyahu, he points out that what exactly was the taina of the min, and what exactly is the response. He says the taina of the min was a fairly sophisticated taina. Why would it be that tzaddikim are bad for Klal Yisrael? So there is a Gemara in Maseches Yuma, Daf Lamed Hey, a very well-known Gemara, where the Gemara tells us the famous story of Hillel on top of the skylight, and when all the snow fell on him because he needed to get into the Beis Medrash. So what's the context of that Gemara? Why does the Gemara tell us that story of Hillel? The context was that if a person is going to go up Lachar Meiv Asrim Shana, and he's going to say, "Sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I couldn't learn because I was too poor," well, he'll be shown Hillel. Look what he did, look how poor he was. Were you any poorer than him? Persons can go up and say, "Well, I was too rich, I had too much to deal with, I had too much business going on, I didn't have any time to learn." Rebbe Shlomo will say, "Well, were you richer than Rebbe Gamliel?" And so he has who answers for every generation. One of my Rebbeim and Karen Biavni used to say, if you're ever going to come and say that you were in YU and you never were learning full time in yeshiva because you always had to worry about college, so you're never going to be able to really develop into a Talmud Chacham, so they're going to show you Rav Shechter. He never learned in any other yeshiva, and he somehow turned out okay. So so there's always an answer. So what's the tain of the min? The tain of the min is that the tzaddikim aren't good for us. It's by comparison we lose. If you didn't have the tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, okay, it's a good excuse, but now that we have the tzaddikim, it ruins everything. So he quotes the Yalkut Shimoni, that the Isha Shunamis said to Eliyahu HaNavi, "Before you came to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always saw Ma'asai U'masa Iri." HaKadosh Baruch Hu always saw the way I acted and the way the other people in my city acted. And therefore, since I was always better than everybody else by comparison, so everything was always good for me. But now you Eliyahu decide to show up, and now Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at me and looks at you, and now my son is dead. So now everything, and now I got in trouble. So that's the point that the Min was saying. So Rabbi Shua's response is, no, Adrabba, the Zuchus of the Tzaddikim, more often than not, are Megin al Adar. They protect the Dar from any sort of pirtza. So that Zuchus is Ma'akev the Onesh. It's not that the Onesh wasn't going to come. The Onesh was going to come. It would have come sooner had it not been for the Tzaddikim. The Tzaddikim helped the Onesh, helped delay the Onesh somewhat. So that's the response. That's the back and forth that we have over here. Also, the Lashon that he uses, Shatya, he doesn't say Russia. He doesn't say, "You bad guy, how could you accuse Tzaddikim of being bad?" He says, "You're a fool." Why does he call them a fool? So the definition of a Chacham is someone who's Roes HaNolad, someone who sees what's forthcoming. So the definition of a fool is someone who stops halfway through the sentence and doesn't even get to the end of the sentence before he makes a judgment of what's trying to be communicated in the pasuk. Okay. Says the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Persons should not stand in Rosh Hashayachid and open up a doorway in Rosh Hashayachid, or vice versa. Unless he builds a mechitz of 10 tefachim around himself to make the area that he's standing in into Rosh Hashayachid as well. In the Shuk Shel Patamim in Yerushalayim, they used to close the doors and would leave the Mafteach on a window that was over the Pesach. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shuk Shel Tzamarim Haver. Rabbi Yossi says it wasn't the Shuk Shel Patamim, it wasn't the blacksmith's shuk, it was the wool seller's shuk. V'Rabbanan Omer Rabbi Meir Rishus Harabu Mahadu Inu Karmelis. So says Gemara, how does that address Rabbi Meir's concern? Rabbi Meir said you can't stand in Rishus HaRabim and open the door, use a key to open the door in Rishus HaYachid, lest you carry the key out to where you are. So they respond, no, but what about in Yerushalayim? Well, Yerushalayim is not a Rishus HaRabim, Yerushalayim is a Karmelis. So how does that prove anything? Yerushalayim would have been a Rishus HaRabim had it not been for the gates, for the fact that the gates of the city are closed at night. But the bottom line is, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Karmelis. How does that prove anything? Two answers. When the walls didn't have any pirtzos in them, it was a Karmelis. Now it's a Rishus HaRabim. Rava Amar Seifa Asad L'Shari Gina, that the Seifa is talking about gates of a garden. V'achi Kamar V'chein Lo Yamar Adam Rishus HaYachid V'yiftach B'Karmelis B'Karmelis V'yiftach B'Rishus HaYachid Elim Kein Asa Mechitza Gava Asar Tzvachim Divra Meir. That a Meir comes to Asar even in a Karmelis. And then Amar Lo Maisa B'Shuk Shal B'Tam Shai B'Rishlaim Shai Nolid U'manichas Mefteach B'Chalot Shal Gavya Pesach Rabbi Yosef Yom HaShuk Shal Tzumarim Haya. And then the Chacham say, no, but in Yerushalayim it's a Karmelis, and it was mutter to lock or unlock a door in a Rosh Hashanah when you're standing in the city, when you're standing in a Karmelis. So the response was to what Reb Meir had said. We just didn't have the full picture previously of what Reb Meir had said. Reb Meir had answered even in a Karmelis as well. So, okay, further in the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanu, we have a Braisa. Pischei Shari Gina, B'zman Sheishlan Beis Shar Mibifnim, Poseach V'Noel Mibifnim. If you have the opening for a garden gate, so if there's a base shahr on the inside, so you could open it and close it from the inside, because the base shahr itself makes it a Rishul Siyachid. So you're opening in a Rishul Siyachid from a Rishul Siyachid. Mi bachutz, if the base shahr is on the outside, you could open it and close it from the outside, also Rishul Siyachid. Mi kan, if you have a base shahr on either side, you could open and close it with the key from either side. Einlan lolakan v'lolakan, if you have a base shahr on neither side, asurin kan v'kan, then you're not allowed to open and close it on either side. V'chein chanuyos hapsuchos l'rishus harabim, and the same is true for chanuyos that open up into rishus harabim, bizman shamino l'mata me'asara, if the area where you unlock it is lower than 10 tfachim, mevi mafteach me'erev Shabbos, you bring a key from Erev Shabbos, u'maniach b'iskofa, and you leave it on the threshold, l'machar poseach v'no'el machziru l'iskofa, and the next day you can come and open it and lock it, and you leave it on the threshold. So the threshold is a Karmelis. So if you leave it before Shabbos on the Karmelis, you can put it back in the on the threshold after you're done locking it when we're within 10 tefachim from the ground. But if mancha min alamalam asara, but if the lock is above 10 tefachim from the ground, which would then be a rishus hayachid, then maybe mafteach meir of Shabbos or manicha b'man l'machor poseach v'nol machzir l'makomo divra meir. Then you have to leave the key in the lock from before Shabbos and put it back on top of the lock when he's done. You're not allowed to put it in the threshold because the threshold is a Karmelis. The Chum Omrim after Zman Shemin Ol Malam Me'asar Tzvachim Mevi Mafteach Me'erav Shabbos Meneich B'Yiskof Ol Lemachu Poseach Menol Maksir Ol Mekamo O B'Chalon Shal Gabei HaPesach. The Chum Omrim that when the lock is more than 10 Tzvachim high, he can even leave the key by the threshold and can put it in a window over the doorway, provided that the window is less than 4x4 Tzvachim, as we're about to see. And because the less than 4x4 Tzvachim makes it a Makom Ptur, not a Rishus Yachid. Im Yesh Bechalon Arba Al Arba Asr Mnei Shukumotzi Mirishus L'Rishus. But if the window that you're putting it in is 4x4 Tfachim, then it's going to be Asr, because then you're moving it into Rishus Yachid. So Midkamer V'chein Chanuyos, from the fact that we said in this Brisa V'chein Chanuyos Mechal D'Biskofis Karmelis Askinan, the implication is that the threshold is a Karmelis. So Haimin Al Hechidami, what exactly is the situation of this lock that you're putting the key into, in this box that they would use, that was the area where the lock was? If it's less than 4 tefachim wide, so it's a makom ptur, and that's totally mutter. Bahalim Rabban Naf Bismash Amin al Malam Yud, maybe Maftech Mer Shabbos Manich Biskofel, the Machu Pasech Fanol, Bo Maxiru, the Skofel, the Halon Shalgabe Pesach. That's where the Rabban are going to say that you could take a key from the Iskofa and put it in this box that's more than 10 Tvachim off the ground and it's more than 4 by 4 Tvachim wide. Vakam Etaltim the Carmelis Rosh HaSiachid. The threshold is a Carmelis. The Rabban are saying you're allowed to pick up the key from the Carmelis and put it in this box that's more than 10 Tvachim off the ground, more than 4 by 4 Tvachim wide. That's Rosh HaSiachid. You're not allowed to carry from a Carmelis to Rosh HaSiachid. So I'm Rabbi Eliolim De'in Bo Arba. Now really we're talking about that it's less than 4 Tvachim wide. V'yeshba Lachuk La'ashlim L'dalid. But it has enough space that if you were to chisel out some of the area of the door itself, you could have made it a 4 Tvach space. Ubaha Pligi, and this is the Machlokas. Do we view it as if the entire area is chiseled out, or do we just look at it as what it is? So if we view it as if the entire area is chiseled out, then it's a Rosh HaSiachid, it's going to be Aser. That's Shitas Rav Meir. The Rabbanan say, no, right now it's less than 4 by 4, it's a Makom Patur, it's not a Rosh HaSiachid. Therefore, it's going to be Mutter. Amr Rabbi Barabai Shmamina Mehamas Nisat Klas. Three things we can learn from this brisa. Number one, Shmamina Chokik and Lahashlim. We learn from Rameir Shita that Chokik and Lahashlim, that we view it as if it were carved out. Ushmamina, second thing we learn, Hadar Bei Rabbi Meir Misharegina, that Rabbi Meir changed his mind and now allows standing in a Carmelis and moving things in a Rosh HaSayachid. Vishamina, we also see Midrabbanon Isal Dravdimi, that you're not allowed to transfer things from Rosh HaSayachid to Rosh HaSayachid or vice versa, even through a Makom Petur. The Chiyas Ravdimi Am Rabbi Yochanan Makom Sheinbo Arba Al Arba Mutu Lebnei Rosh HaSayachid Lebnei Rosh HaSayachid Lekasef Alav Uvavad Shalei Yachlifu. A Makom Petur could be used both by people in Rosh HaSayachid as well as by the people in Rosh HaSayachid, but it cannot be used as a way to get things from the Rosh HaSayachid to the Rosh HaSayachid. The Rabban were very makbid about that, that you leave the key on the Makom Petur, you don't put it then into the house. You're not allowed to transfer it from one place to the other. Okay, we'll have to stop there. We'll pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow.